Next day on your dressing room, they palm a star.
Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show.
Oh, I love that song. And a man who's got that spirit in his veins is Ben Vereen. He's what the Americans sometimes call a triple threat performer. He can act, he can sing, he can dance. He's won Tonys and Emmys and Golden Globes. You name it, he's got one in the trophy room. On Broadway, he appeared in the original New York productions of Hair and Jesus Christ Superstar. He starred in Pip and lots of shows, right up to Wicked in 2005 and 6. In film, he's played opposite Barbara Streisand. That was in Funny Lady in 75. He was in Sweet Charity, All That Jazz, remember that film? And he's still making films, and he's done lots of TV. You might remember Alex Haley's landmark miniseries Roots, based on Alex Haley's book, from the 1970s. Ben Vereen was in that. He had the role of Chicken George. And when he's not performing, he's on the lecture circuit in the US talking about black history and about overcoming adversity. At the moment, Ben is in Australia with his one-man show, Steppin' Out, which is on at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, and he joins us now from our Adelaide studio. Ben Vereen, welcome to Books and Arts Daily.
Oh, it's so lovely to be here. You know, I'm so jazzed just listening to you and hearing the Australian accent. I go like, wow, I got to pinch myself. I finally made it to Australia. You know, I've wanted to come to Australia ever since I could pronounce kangaroo. You know, so I'm here. Thank you. Thank all of my friends here in Australia who invited me. I thank David Hawkins and the festival people here for bringing us over. Thank you.
Oh, it's like you won another award. You're thanking. You've got a little speech prepared.
Yeah, you know, just before I came, I ran into my friend Hugh Jackman, and I said, "Hugh, I'm going to Australia." He said, "Great, when?" I said, "In June." He said, "I'm going in July." So we made a promise we'd come back and do something together here.
Have you seen a kangaroo yet, Ben?
Not yet. I just arrived yesterday, a day before yesterday, and it's been raining here, and so I'm looking forward to meeting my fellow kangaroos, and I want to go to the outback country. I want to see all I can. I'm a tourist, and I want to see everything. I want to see the people and how wonderful they are. I mean, it's been great.
Great. Well, the first 24 hours has been great. I hope the rest of it lives up to your first 24 hours.
Well, you know something? I live in a state of mind where, you know, I have a choice. I have a choice for the good or the bad. I can accept the bad into my life and it becomes a stumbling block, or I can accept the good and it becomes an elevator to goodness.
Okay, well, that's a good way to think. Kangaroos are basically
good. It's the
only
way I have to think. Kangaroos are good. Koala bears. I can't wait to see the koala bears. You know, I can't wait to see all of Australia. Now I only got 10 days, I got to be real fast.
Yeah, you can't see all of Australia, but you'll see some kangaroos. Let's talk. Let's take you back, though, to the beginnings, Ben. You began your career at the actual Fame School in New York, the High School of Performing Arts, at 14. Were your parents happy about you quitting conventional schooling to go off and get into showbiz?
You know, it's interesting because in America, we have a thing called a ghetto. And I was raised pretty much in the ghetto. My parents wanted anything that was better than what they were living in. And when the opportunity came for me to get into the arts, that's why I applaud you. I applaud the festival here and what you're doing here in Australia to keep the arts alive, because it makes dreams come true. And also, it also is the savior of a civilization, which is our culture. And when the opportunity came my way, my mother said, you know, take him, you know, go. And my principal, I talk about this in my show, as a matter of fact, because the show is sort of autobiographical that I'm doing. And I talk about how this gentleman came along and said, come to New York. And I went to New York to the High School of Performing Arts, and it changed my life.
And there's some very famous choreographers at that school.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, I auditioned for in front of Martha Graham, George Balanchine, Jerome Robbins, you know, people like that, a couple of unknowns.
I mean, it's just almost impossible to believe that you've got Martha Graham, George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins in one room, and there you are as, what, a 14-year-old kid dancing for them.
Yeah, I was auditioning, but I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't know. They're just three people in the room.
Yeah, just three people, you know, and I'm dancing, doing my living room thing, because I hadn't really had formal dance training at that point.
Well, obviously, you knew a bit about what you were doing because you got in. So you graduated.
You know what it is? Mm-hmm. It is a feeling. I'm finding it. Movement is a feeling from within, and I enjoy that. And that's what I was doing, and that's what I still do today. And then you put on the technique. You know, we get into classes, and you find techniques to express that which is inside of you that wants to come out. It's like you. You know, you wanting to be a radio. You're wonderful at speaking to people on the radio. It's an innate thing inside of you that has to come out. You have to do what you do, and we're thankful for that.
I'm glad you're thankful. I hope everybody's thankful, even with my croaky voice today. I do apologize for my croaky voice,
It's you, the essence of you, this makes people just turn on the radio and go, yeah, I feel at home. I'm talking to a friend.
We should get you to do the ads, Ben. It's fantastic. It's really wonderful. Let's talk about Bob Fosse. I mean, your big break, as I understand it, was Bob Fosse's production of Sweet Charity in 67. Tell me about that.
Well, we talk about that also during the show. You got to come see the show. It's a wonderful show. I enjoy it. I hope everyone here in Australia enjoys it as well. I talk about the fact that I met Fosse right out of high school, and the first show I ever saw I was in, and that was Sweet Charity. And my first stars I ever saw was Gwen Verdon and Thelma Oliver and Helen Gallagher in the show Sweet Charity at the Palace Theater. And I was in it going to Las Vegas with Juliet Prowse and Paula Kelly, whom I understand brought Pippin here years later.
Well, let's talk about Pippin. Pippin sounds like this.
Join us, leave your fields to flower. Join us, leave your cheese to sour. Join us, come and waste an hour or two. Journey to a spot exciting, mystic and exotic. Journey through our anecdotic view. We've got magic to do just for you. We've got miracle plays to play. We've got parts to perform, hearts to warm, kings and things to take by storm as we go along.
That's a real Broadway song, isn't it? We've got magic to do for you. I mean, it's just, there's no business like show business with another lyric, isn't it, really?
Yes, yes. Stephen Schwartz, all praises to him, had the vision to write a song that really talks about the theater. You know, we who are in the theater, you know, we got magic for you. We, you know, come join the magical parade that's coming through your life right now. And we in the theater will present it to you. We'll lay it out to you. We reflect your life back in a more positive way and things you can think about and how to improve your life. That's what theater is all about.
Are you doing something you always wanted to do? Do you feel that you got to do all these things because you stuck at it? And, you know, as Americans often say, you know, you can live the dream. Or do you feel, Ben, that this is something that's happened to you, that a sort of larger fate is kind of carrying you along?
I believe this. I believe that we all are destined on our journey. I believe that we all choose our path that we're going to choose before we even get here. Come bring it from Gala-ad, Jesus, Elohim, Yahweh, whoever you've called that divine higher entity, which birthed life into itself, has we made a contract. And that's the journey that we're going to travel. We do not know it in our human consciousness. And we say, why did that happen? It's because we've chosen these things along our way. And the people that we, in our consciousness, will come along and the angels come and help guide us in that direction. And if we awake, aware, and alive, we come into the blessings and we understand the blessings and get more of them and give them to the people. I feel that my life, because I was a kid in Brooklyn, I was a kid on the street. I was playing in front of the house at like, 9, 10 years old, and this guy comes down the block. In those days, it was tokenism in America, and that's where they would, you know, they look for the African-Americans to put into white schools. And so there's a dance school that was over the hill in the white community, and this white brother, I call him white brother because we're all part of God's bouquet, and this light expression, I call him, he came walking down in the black neighborhood, and he saw me. Out of all the kids there, he pointed to me and said, is your mother home? And I go upstairs, and next thing I know, I was in dance school. Now, why would he, of all the kids, would he pick me? And what happened after that, my principal pointed. And people started pointing me in the direct direction. I feel blessed to be on this journey because it has afforded me to come to Australia. My God, I'm playing with my friends in Australia. I've done TV shows. I've met kings. I've met queens. I've met emperors. I have been blessed beyond words. It's just amazing.
Let me put something tough to you, Ben Vereen. I mean, you say you're blessed, but if you look around the world, there's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of misery.
Yes, there is.
If our lives are controlled by some destiny, that destiny is pretty willful. He blesses some of us and gives others of us a life of torment.
Yes, so it becomes this, doesn't it? It becomes those of us who have plenty, It's our choice now. Are we going to hoard or are we going to give? You know, I was taught that life is about service. And if there is tragedy in the world, it is because if we're seeing it, it's because we are attracting it. But if we begin to, we can turn that all around. That's what churches and synagogues and mosques.
And at that point in our live broadcast, we lost the line to Ben Vereen in Adelaide, and we couldn't reestablish it because Ben had other commitments. But I should say that if you're in Adelaide tonight, that's the 21st of June, the shortest night of the year, then Ben Vereen is in Stepping Out, his one-man show. It's part of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. He's in Melbourne this weekend. That's the 23rd and 4th, and then in Sydney, he's there next week. And we'll put details of that on our website. You're listening to the podcast of Books and Arts Daily on RN.